live match broadcast in association with Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Download our new app today.
Well, we know the situation. Galway win, they're safe in Division 1. Galway lose and Roscommon win, they're relegated. Galway lose and Roscommon lose, Galway are safe. I think that's kind of summed it up fairly succinctly. Let's find our join our commentary team in Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney for Galway and Kerry in the Allianz National Football League. You'll hear from Barry Cullinan and Kevin Dwyer, but first our match commentator, Jonathan Higgins.
Thank you, John. Welcome back. And right on cue, the clouds that have been covering us all morning have just started to open the absolute heavens. You could not make it up. It's a game of a huge importance here for Galway, both this game here down in the south and up in Celtic Park, but you can also almost hear the rattle of people going, oh no, that have been in the uncovered terrace just underneath us here as well. Good old fashioned sideways wind and rain here down in Kerry. There's a yellow weather warning about to take place due to start just right now, so maybe that was bite on cue. Hopefully there will be a warning where Galway will keep on to their Division 1 status as the ball is thrown in here by Seamus Mulher from Laois, and it's Kerry who get early possession of the ball. They're pretty much facing into that driving wind and rain. Barry is alongside me as well. You touched out prior to that rain, actually. We just watched this Kerry attack, because straight away Joe O'Connor has kind of come through. He's been tagged eventually. O'Connor punches it over the bar. It's only 20 seconds in. Kerry get the opening score of the game, but the Galway Lady footballers are out in behind the goal and they're about to get drowned. That's not ideal preparation for their key game a little bit later on also.
Yeah, surprising that they haven't picked up a position in the stand, and if I was the manager I'd get them in out of that rain fairly quickly. But just interesting points straight away. Shane Ryan, Kerry keeper, out on the 45, kind of in the middle covering that pocket of space, and the big battle we talked about, Liam Silk and David Clifford, if he was on the pitch. Oh, big toss from Paul Conroy. But Liam Silk has gone back to the cornerback position to pick up Shawnee Shea. So again, that battle will be key to the outcome of the game.
Of course, that was a battle that Liam Silk's last possession or last appearance in maroon that he won ever so well. It's a beautiful flick up by Finnerty, in it goes towards a Corrine, is just gobbled up into there. In fact, it's Rory Cunningham that's under pressure there. That attack comes to nothing. Still Kerry with the early point. A couple of late hits coming in on both sides there. Kerry this time to be on the receiving end, and Gavin White is coming flying forward with the football. Big, decent crowd all the same here in Killarney. Pretty much Kerry, as we were a little bit surprised perhaps with their team changes, the key changes is probably focus on the bench. Paddy and David Clifford sat in the crowd at the moment, but Kerry are on the attack again, and that straight away comes over. Killian Sabran looks like he thought he'd made it, just tailed off towards the end. A few oohs and ahs in the crowd, but Kerry, despite the team changes, there seems to be a lot of players out there that want to try and stick their claim for that shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. They know that they will find themselves, probably, you know, at Galway will as well, that they'll find themselves in this All-Ireland competition, and that's when it'll really get going for both teams. And, you know, there's, because of maybe the lack of competition, even though Cork have definitely improved over the last couple of weeks, you know, there isn't a huge amount of opportunity for Kerry guys to stake their claim or try and get someone out of the jersey that's already in it. So they'll see this as a huge opportunity. And as Killian Spillane's shot came off the post straight away, their hands up, I saw it being led by Shane Ryan. Brilliant kick out by Conor Gleeson. They were trying to put a huge squeeze in his kick out, and Conor Gleeson did brilliantly to find John Maher.
Paul Connery picks up possession. That was a beautiful pinged out kick out from Gleeson. Now Owen Kelly will pick things up, and there's a bit of movement over the far side, and John Daly's gone for a stride. The ball bounces off the surface. He's gone for a scamper to keep it in. He does, though. Kelly's back, given the option again. Punches the ball in field to Keane Darcy, centre forward position. Ducks left and right, then pops it off the shoulder to Col Sweeney. Just outside the 45, chips one into his teammate, Robert Finnerty, and Finnerty loves getting that nuisance of the advance mark, but he's ever so clever at taking this one. And now we focus back on when Kevin was smiling in his radar up to the scoreboard in here, coming up to almost 3 minutes of action here in the first half. Kerry lead by one after that early score from Joe O'Connor, but here comes Finnerty, and Finnerty nails it, 1 point apiece. And it's certainly the positive start that Finnerty wanted and needed on a personal note.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Rob Finnerty now finds himself, when you're looking at that forward line, you know, Johnny Heaney, we know the role that he plays, but in the out and out forwards, Rob Finnerty's now the leader of that attack. And, you know, at times over the year, the last year or two, on various platforms, I might have criticised Rob in terms of not kicking on. He's at the peak of his powers now, and he's one of the top forwards in Galway. Has the potential to be one of the top forwards in the country, and you know, that's a good start for him. And that's those marks are brilliant for him, because he's so good in that 10-15 metre space where he can get away from his defender, and if they can keep finding him, he'll stay taking those marks all day.
Killing Splann now gives the ball on the loop. McGrath's on his shoulder, but Splann goes across there. Quick hands from Sean O'Shea. But Galway are just sat a little bit deeper. They didn't contest that last kick out from Shane Ryan, and now they have a defensive situation. Long ball in around the house up towards Darragh Roach. It bounces so he can't take the mark. Comes on the loop on the right hand side. Back towards O'Shea again. Doesn't fancy it. Pops the ball in field towards Adrian Splann. Back to the team captain for today, Sean O'Shea. He's been ushered back there by John Daly back towards the 45, but at run now comes Heinrich, one of the new players on the act here. Quick hands coming through, heavy challenge comes in there by Carl Sweeney, and Galway formed a ruck, and that's good Galway defending. And there is John Daly coming through the crowd. The home supporters don't like that one, but we certainly do. Good old fashioned swarm defence.
Yeah, absolutely. Carl Sweeney put a stop on him, and how often do we see John Daly come in and dispossess players? Like, we know the skill he has in his kicking, his defending, but his tackling is outstanding. And you know, time and time again, we see John Daly be the one to dispossess players when they're crowded like that.
Galway certainly seemed to be up for the battle there. John Maher left a bit of a cruncher in on Adrian Splann there, who tried to pull him down. Galway move it quickly. Now comes Owen Kelly running down the right-hand side in front of the terrace. Joe O'Connor is on his shoulder, so back towards Johnny Heaney, his first possession of the football. Back towards Dylan McHugh now. Galway just inside their own 65 at the moment. A switch of play again. John Daly is really hugging that left-hand side there as well. Now he's room to get it. The first one a couple of moments ago bounced away from him. This one's a better pass from Johnny McGrath, and John Daly still striding forward. Break the 45 on the loop now, and it comes, and Galway just hold things down there with Paul Conroy. Gives it back towards Daly again. Galway now their time to push up. Killian O'Corrin off the hands quickly, and it's Kerry who have pretty much left everyone behind. There's nobody in the Galway half of the pitch, and Gleeson is on the most deepest player at the moment. But here comes Sean Fitz now running down the right hand side, about to break the 21. Finishing gets it on the loop. Galway now push forward, but taking a bit of time and patience on the football. Chip back in field now towards McGrath, and they'll switch over towards the left-hand side in front of a fairly full stand here, O'Sullivan stand. Of course, there's a lot of talk about doing this ground up, but it's one of the most beautiful viewing points in terms of the view that you have across here of the Kerry Mountains. Thankfully, the clouds have made way, and we can have a better picture of that. But so far, 6 minutes gone here in the first half, point apiece, and now Galway have to be patient on the football. Carl Sweeney does a dummy hand pass, gives it back towards John Daly again, still over almost in a left half forward position. Chips the ball in field towards Owen Kelly, who's seen a lot of football. And Barry, Galway are showing extreme patience here in the football.
Yeah, they're trying to drag Kerry to one side of the pitch. Great ball by Dylan McHugh, another mark by Rob Fearty. Brilliant ball. So Galway, it's a deliberate ploy. They're trying to get as many Kerry players to follow them to one side of the pitch as possible, which they're hoping with a big switch can open up play. Brilliant diagonal ball by Dylan McHugh, and Rob Finnerty out in front, being picked up by Tadhg Morley at times, being picked up by Paul Murphy at times, who are kind of swapping between either picking up Rob Finnerty or sitting in that sweeper role at the top of the D. So interesting matchups all around. One to keep an eye on, Gavin White picking up Keane Darcy. You know, Keane, brilliant athlete, but he probably doesn't have the pace of Gavin White, and it's something that Galway are just going to have to keep an eye on to make sure he doesn't get exposed in terms of Gavin White going forward.
Yeah, as expected, Rob Finnerty made no mistake. The Kerry players made their way forward straight away, didn't even wait for him to take the shot. Galway did a good bit of pressure there. John Maher is certainly keeping his same routine. O'Corrin, is he going for one from out the country again? He is. This one's just inside the 45. Has he got it? It'll be a wonderful score. It is a wonderful score. He's in red hot form, and Galway have turned things around here. They lead by 3-1. But we talk about Finnerty getting the marks. O'Corrin, from that kind of inside left position, he nails another beauty from distance.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the, if we are looking for kind of a silver lining in this injury cloud, one of them is the fact that a lot of these players who mightn't have seen a huge amount of action in the league this year have got time. Rory Cunningham, Killian O'Corrin, maybe Sean Fitzgerald, and it has allowed them the opportunity to really progress and stake a claim that when we go to London, you know, we've players coming back, but they're going to have to earn the right to take that jersey off them. And if Killian O'Corrin stays kicking the way he is, well, then it's certainly going to be a difficult task to take that number 15 jersey off him.
So 8 minutes gone here. And it's Galway leading by 3-1, a point apiece in Celtic Park as well between Derry and Roscommon. So far, so good, but a long, long way to go. Kerry now on the attack with Stephen O'Brien, force it backwards towards Gavin White, up goes to Sean O'Brien, that goes infield to their Kerry score so far, Joe O'Connor. And Galway now setting very deep at the moment. You look with the position, it's pretty much Rob Finnerty left up top. Even Shane Ryan now is on the halfway line. He's making a trot that he might fancy the ball. Paul Gainey back in towards his side as well. He's running down the right-hand side. He makes a good bit of ground and might be able to give and go here around the corner, but the whole possession. O'Shea now, and they do find room. Quick hands from Kerry, but they're not getting much joy from the Galway defence. Soft enough free being given there. It'll look like the Kerry player maybe bounced and slipped on the surface there. It will be a tap over free, but prior to that decision, you say the Galway defence is holding out.
Yeah, absolutely. When you consider the amount of contact he allowed and the last Kerry attack that was smothered by Galway, you'd have to say that one was certainly on the softish side. But it has been given, and it allows Killian Spillane the chance to kick another score for Kerry. But interesting to see Owen Kelly pick up Paul Gainey and see Paul Gainey at 11. You know, we've traditionally seen him inside, but they're obviously looking to see, can he offer something maybe out a little bit further? Maybe doesn't have the pace to play inside, considering the length of time that he's at, and they're hoping that he might be able to offer them something at centre forward. Maybe a similar role to, at times, Cullum Cooper occupied for Kerry when at times they felt he might be bottled up inside, brought him to 11, and maybe that's something they're going to try and do with Paul Gainey for the summer.
Yeah, tap over free converters as you would expect by Killian Spillane. Galway now lead is 3-2. Gleeson goes long again up towards Keane Darcy. It's a wonderful cut out in the middle of the field though by Joe O'Connor. But there's a Kerry player, it looks like it's Sean O'Brien, clattered in that possession. Then Paul Connery is able to clatter over his own. He bounces off Paul Gainey, gets the football back. Connery certainly looks on it, as is John Maher. That's a tidy setup so far in the middle of the field from Galway. Now Owen Kelly touched a lot of football so far. Off towards Dylan McHugh. Dylan McHugh looking up. Kerry have dropped a couple of sweepers back, so this tidies the options, and McHugh has to go back towards Owen Kelly. Halfway line, sprays it out towards the left-hand side where Carl Sweeney's going to go for a run. John Daly is inside, but Sweeney's going to keep Solon with the football on the loop. It comes back. Sweeney, will he take a shot at goal? He will. This one's short, though. It's a terrible effort in the end, and it dribbles two or three times into the hands of Shane Ryan. Porrick Joyce won't be happy with that one, but 11 minutes in here. Galway lead by 3-2. An even enough game developing here. Galway now just retrieved. There's a line, pretty much a 5 or 6 in the middle, and Kerry now with Gavin White now go for a long ball for the first time, but that's going to just pretty much be passed to Jeremy Blake, who's the water boy for today. And Galway defence, we talked to him a couple of times. Yes, there is a couple of big players missing, but I think they'll be happy with their shape as well. They're getting back and clogging that middle third very, very quickly.
Yeah, and do you know what? Having Paul Conroy back in the team is it's really important, because he has such experience. He's able to talk players through the game, and having Liam Silk, well, I think Rory Cunningham pulled for a free and Dylan Casey. That's certainly a funny one. But Paul will talk lads through the game, and he'll get lads into position, and he brings that experience around the middle of the pitch, and it allows John Daly and Liam Silk that extra bit of cover out the pitch as well. So it's vital that he's there, and you know, Galway defending really, really well, and another great block by John Maher.
Yeah, he's everywhere at the moment. Goals are flying in Celtic Park. That one just over the top from Keane Darcy is gobbled up, and Rob Finnerty can't get it, and it's a turnover back quickly. And they go long in towards Killian Spillane. Bounces a couple of times. McGrath's on his shoulder. He's all the way in the right corner. McGrath's taken off. He has to be careful here. John Daly's gone for comfort. He flicks it out. Do they get the 45 and the unfortunate clever play by Spillane? He was down on the ground. He flicked it off the shoulders. McGrath was borderline, I would say, with him. But that's all action display, you would imagine, for one of the standout players. As we said, that score now in Celtic Park is 1-3 for Derry, 1-1 for Roscommon. So that's a lively game though there so far. Here it's Galway leading by 3-2, although Kerry will have a 45 over on the right hand side. Sean O'Shea has come over to try and take this one. It's a difficult first kick at goal for the Kerry captain for today, but he certainly has a quality right boot as he leaves things out. Just watching a replay of that Roscommon goal. So that's a lively,
fortunate to say the least, bounce over the keeper.
Yeah.
How good is it watching Shawnee McGrath or Johnny McGrath in battle? Every time he goes, he takes that Galway jersey on, he, you know, whoever he's marking is certainly in for a torrid time, and Killian Spillane will earn every bite of his supper this evening, because he's not going to get anything soft with Johnny McGrath.
We're talking up Sean O'Shea there striking a goal, but he sprinted to the football and chipped it backwards to his goalkeeper. Now Stephen O'Brien is on the attack, as is Joe O'Connor. He loves to get forward. Kerry now on the left wing forward position with O'Brien again in towards. And they switch things again there. Is Killian Sablan. They go back now towards Gavin White. And Galway just force out Kerry. Chip ball from O'Shea down towards the right-hand side. Trying to get a bit of room on that right-hand side. Called Sweeney's back, given defensive cover. The ball comes in and Sean Fist is in his first battle for the day and towards Roach, who ducks and dives. Gets the ball off quickly. They do have an option here with Adrian Sablan, but goes back the country again. Now the Kerry players are starting to shuffle. Balgini picks things up, but he's hit by Col Conroy and forced backwards. Now a lot of steps being taken, perhaps. But Kerry, now McGrath's in there. And look what he just bobbled the ball out. And Galway come on the counter-attack quickly. McHugh off towards McGrath. McGrath now breaks halfway line. Gives it towards Finity. There's a switch over this side towards John Heaney. Heaney gets it out on the 45. Cuts in field. Will he get back on the right foot and take a shot on goal? He looks like the Clannaman win. Heaney from the right. It's just about short. And Shane Ryan picks things up. Would have been a wonderful Galway score.
Yeah, brilliant. And I must say, like we mentioned Johnny McGrath, but just the power he has in the tackle, so strong, dispossessed. And what I loved is as soon as there was a turnover, he bombed up the pitch. He wasn't worried about defending. He saw an opportunity and Galway worked it really well. And Johnny Heaney just dropped that little bit short, which, you know, we probably will see a lot of these today because that ball is just that bit colder. The air is that bit colder. So the ball doesn't travel as far. And Johnny Heaney just shy on his effort.
50 minutes gone here in the first half. Galway leading by 3-2. Disappointed though, two more efforts dropped short and quite short of that. On comes the run now, Paul Murphy. First time we see him going forward. Adrian Sablan, heavy contact, but Sablan does well. It's half blocked though. Comes off Liam Silk's hand and into Conor Gleeson then as well. Now Conor Gleeson's coming for a little bit of a trot out here. Gives it towards Heaney's back a little bit deeper and he just camps things out, soloing out from the left-hand side. Deep inside his own half, breaks his own 45, looking for options up front, but not a lot, so goes backwards to John Daly, captain for a day, and then he just chips it quickly over towards the left-hand side where Sean Fitzgerald picks things up. McGrath is potentially a runner from deep and he gets the ball. All action from the Carlow Strand man and he pops the ball quickly infield again towards John Daly. Kerry totally retrieved at the moment. Owen Kelly picks things up. Now Dylan McHugh on the right-hand side. Back towards Owen Kelly again. Little bit of a hand pass, wasn't the greatest in the world, but Johnny Heaney was able to stretch out and pick things up. Now he's looking to try and pull the strings. Go, we have a couple of players in on the right-hand side, but it's clogged off now. It comes back on towards the halfway line where John Daly now punches it over towards McGrath, running down the left-hand side at the moment, about to break the Kerry 45 in front of a pack stand. Sean Fitzgerald now is coming forward, gets the ball deep, deep in towards the Kerry half, has to recycle the boards backwards. It's blocked, but Conroy, has he got it? He certainly has. What a score. That is from Paul Conroy. 4-3. I think he had enough of the passing left to right. Just put his foot through it from all the way over on the left-hand side. A wonderful score from Conroy.
Ah, what an effort. How many years have we seen Paul Conroy do that? And brilliant, brilliant score. Worth the entrance fee alone. But I have to say, Galway really given it everything. I think they've had three really good blocks. Liam Silk, Dylan McHugh, great hit by Johnny McGrath, great hits by Owen Kelly, and Galway are up for this. They certainly want to come away from this with 2 points and, you know, leave it in no doubt, no matter what happens up in Derry, leave in no doubt who's going to be in Division 1 next year.
Yeah, that's the Sean O'Brien what Galway want out of this game. He's just been thrown out of the sideline there. Crunched hit comes in from Johnny Heaney. You think of a former Kerry great and a loaf of bread and that sentence to come hand in hand together. But Galway are setting up for the battle here at the moment. 17 minutes gone here in the first half. They lead Kerry by 4-2. Too many steps being indicated there on Carl Sweeney. And that will stall that attack. He'd made a good bit of ground. But Kerry now will get possession of the ball. The rain, and thankfully, starting to ease here in Killarney. Still very cloudy. Kerry restarted quickly. Gavin White will pick things up. Gives it towards Stephen O'Brien now. Breaks his 65 onto quickly. Comes Tyke Morley. Haven't seen a lot of him so far, of course. It's Kerry defence. We all talked about the Clifford brothers not being playing today. But Jason Foley at full back is potentially going to be a big loss for those. Keep on possession now. Morley, one of the players potentially tipped to go back into a full-back position as there's a crossing of bodies there. Paul Conroy is back up on his feet. I think that was Sean O'Brien that he made contact. And O'Brien has certainly been in the war so far. It's two or three times Galway players have followed through hard and put him down in his backside. Sean O'Shea now picks things up. Kerry now slow, let Galway a couple of moments ago, keeping possession. They move it over with Sean O'Brien. Switch over to towards the right hand side. Now comes the chip ball in over the top off the shins of Roach and Sean Fitzgerald. Good full back play, and Johnny Maher is there to tidy things up. Now he has to run with the football, scoops the ball in field towards Keane Darcy. Darcy keeps possession and then goes backwards to call Sweeney. Now John Daly, will he move it quickly? He will. Gives it towards, no, over the head of Conroy. Conroy gets it on the second occasion via Dylan McHugh. Conroy now got a beautiful score a couple of moments ago. This sees Galway leading by 4-2. And now they pretty much wait for Kerry to retrieve, and Liam Silk now gives it across to his clubmate Adila McHugh, who again running down the right hand side. Good crowd of people here in the terrace as well. Johnny Heaney now will play a 1-2, gives it back towards McHugh. McHugh looking for the option onto the loop. Now comes Robert Finnerty. He's on his wrong side though. Bounces the ball on the floor. Takes a weird bounce but comes back into his hands. Now Liam Silk tidies things up across now towards John Daly, who's in that quarterback position yet again. And he'll get the ball back via Carl Sweeney. He's going to switch it now out to the right boot. The Galway player, Paul Conroy, is down on the floor on the left-hand side again, looking up with his arms out at the officials. Dylan McHugh takes a bounce on the floor again, though. Almost slips away, but Finnerty is there as well, tidying things up. Liam Silk now across towards John Daly, just outside the Kerry 45. Daly breaks that, running down the left-hand side. Onto the loop now comes O'Curry. Now Curry's got one already. Can he get back on the right? Kerry, beautiful hand. Now John Maher's coming through. Maher's come through. He's hit with contact. Back it goes towards Sweeney. Sweeney with the right. Sweeney over the bar. A beautiful Galway patient move. 5-2. They went right. They went left. They went right. And in the middle, in the end, they went right down the middle.
Yeah, really patient and really good play. And great switching of the ball. Dylan McHugh on the ball quite a lot. John Daly on the ball quite a lot. Getting the right people on the ball. Brilliant run by John Maher. And Killian O'Curry, it looked like he was going to pull the trigger. Saw John Maher, gave him a lovely hand pass. John found Carl Sweeney, who struck a really good one. And it puts Galway 5-3 up. And interesting, I see Dublin 1-6-3 up against Tyrone. You know, if Kerry management will be keeping an eye on that, it might lessen the chances that we're going to see Paddy Clifford, David Clifford, because they will know that if Dublin win, then they don't have a chance of getting to the league finals. So you'd wonder how much intent they would put into the second half, which might make it a little bit easier for Galway.
Yeah, another Kerry wide there. Dar Roach gets his side's second wide of the game. Still Galway leading by 5-2 with 20 and a half minutes of action gone here at now wait again. Killarney, the rain is coming in and out here on us, but you touched on a good point there as well, Barry. The focus, it's not just a Kerry win is enough for them. They need a huge turn of scoring difference. You see the score that Dublin have arrayed already here so far. It looks like potentially those results are coming into our side of town, but Galway have the destiny in their own hands and they're doing their job at the moment. How about a 3-point advantage as they go on the attack again? Sean Fitzgerald now again running down that left hand side. It seems to be something Galway have completely targeted at the moment. Fitzgerald though just breaks the 45 and now he's looking for options. Scoops the ball backwards towards Daly, who's always the option over that kind of left hand side position. McHugh now in the central switches it over towards the right hand side towards Owen Kelly. Outside the Kerry 45, right hand side in front of the terrace. Johnny Heaney's almost on the sideline here. Takes a solo and then go backwards. Kicks it back towards Dylan McHugh. Kerry, everyone pretty much inside their own 45. So this is allowing Galway to go play football in front of that. Fitzgerald now punts it down the line to John Daly. John Daly's going outside of the left. This is going to hang in around the square. Keane Darcy is in there. Shane Ryan comes flying out. Takes good control of the football. Gives it out towards Stephen O'Brien. Kerry want him to move quickly, but Sean O'Shea is taking his time here. The Kerry supporters don't like that because they're all pretty much inside their own half. Galway now getting some defensive cover back there. Keane Darcy now just covering a bit of pace here. And now it goes infield towards Sean O'Brien. Quickly off the shoulder, Joe O'Connor. It's a good few more scores going in Celtic Park. It's a minimum between the sides. 1-4 for Derry. 1-4. It's actually gone level there just as he flicked it there, Kevin. So it's a draw game in Celtic Park. 1-4 apiece. Kerry on the attack here as well. Sean Fitzgerald will have some defending to do. Killian Splann from the left-hand side. It'd be a wonderful score. It is a wonderful score. 5-3. Kerry, they still have a lot of class out there.
Yeah, they certainly do. Killian Splann is a guy that, you know, we saw what he did in the All-Ireland final when he came on, and he has a huge amount of ability, and it probably maybe frustrates the Kerry fan base a little bit in that he hasn't kicked on and really gone and tried and cement a place in this Kerry team, because he's still very much in and out. But when you see what he can do when he gets ball like that and quality ball, you know, you'd be saying he's a really, really, really good forward, and they'd be hoping for a little bit more from him.
Conor Gleeson didn't waste any time with that kick out. And it's got Galway on the attack straight away. Free for Galway after Owen Kelly was fouled. Owen Kelly back in possession again. In middle of the field line, goes towards Maher. Maher now gives it a little bit too much on the hand pass up towards Paul Conroy, but he doesn't even wait for possession. Gets it, and it is a bellow one. John Daly to go advanced in front of him. Back it goes towards Kelly. He's touched a power of football so far, the McCullough man. As has McGrath, who takes it on the shoulder. Dylan McHugh is cut in field, so that will allow McGrath just to break on the right hand side. Finity on the loop, but again, two players around him. Finity does well, brushes off a couple of players. He's blocked, though the ball spins up in the air. Is it going to be a Kerry possession? It is. Paul Ganey tidies things up. Good work rate initially. Now Sean O'Shea has room for the first time, but there's not a lot of option in front of him. Goes long down the left hand side. It's scooped up brilliantly here by Killian Sablan. He's going to cut back on the right. He's going to take this one. This one might be short. It is short. Conor Gleeson tidies things up, but you can hear the excitement in the crowd when Killian Sablan gets hold of the football.
Yeah, absolutely. But another, just one thing to point out was when that attack was progressing, Gavin White came from the centre-back spot and he was tearing down the pitch, and Liam Silk went basically at an angle across the pitch and cut him out. Like, brilliant team play, brilliant athleticism, and, you know, when you see him going stride for stride with Gavin White, you can realise exactly what an athlete Liam Silk is, and he cut out that danger that Killian Spillane would have spotted and, you know, forced Killian Spillane to go alone.
And he's off there, pulling back a couple of Kerry players. That allows Galway to go down the left-hand side. Maher now picks the ball, surrounded by three or four, juggles the ball and loses the football, though. Kerry have got another counter-attack. Now on they come. Galway scamper to go back. It's Maher who's trying to lead that chase. Long ball over the top. It goes up towards Sablan again on that corner. McGrath this time is tagging him. He's trying to hold him off. He does, but the ball goes back now towards Darragh Roach. He can't get his shot away. Hits traffic, scoops the ball backwards. Kerry now will have to recycle, and that they do. Back towards Adrian Sablan, and he puts the ball in field to Joe O'Connor. Got the opening score of the game. Pops it on towards Stephen O'Brien. O'Brien now holds things out. On the loop now comes Sean O'Brien. Sean O'Brien now inside. Back towards Stephen O'Brien. Will he take the shot at the goal? He will, and he'll nail it. Back towards the minimum between the sides, 5 points to four with 25 minutes gone. But Kerry have just upped the ante there and a couple of turnovers.
Yeah, just silly turnovers. John Maher would be disappointed, but in conditions like this, greasy ball, it has a tendency to slip away. Galway just, they're committing, in fairness, and they're committing an awful lot of bodies forward. They're committing a huge amount of bodies forward when they get a turnover, and they are leaving the likes of Sean Fitzgerald, if he's back there on his own, or Johnny McGrath, very much isolated. And, you know, they just need to be careful that, playing really well, you just don't want to give away a turnover goal, you know.
Ball will go off the shins now of Keane Darcy. A beautiful little chip up, and the linesman has his flag up. Not quite sure the whole of the ball was gone there, but either way, the Galway man has been punished. Line ball towards Kerry, you've taken it quickly. It's Dublin who seem to be opening up in Croke Park there over Tyrone. It's level in Celtic Park between Derry and Roscommon. 5 points to four is the Galway advantage here. But Kerry are on the attack. Roach now gives the ball towards Sean O'Shea. O'Shea now will recycle things backwards, and they just break their way outside the 45. Adrian Sablan now puts it down towards O'Shea again. Thought he was going to fancy a shot at goal, but he's a good bit out, looking into that bit of wind and rain as well. So steadily moves the ball backwards. Now Gavin White picks things up from a centre position. Darcy's on his shoulder, but White holds possession, recycles it backwards. Killian Sablan has gone a little bit deep at the moment. There's a switch of play over here now towards Joe O'Connor. Almost an inside left position. Chips the ball down the line. It'll just about be a mark. It will, no. The referee says no. Play on. And Paul Murphy was standing up there looking at the referee. The referee said, hold on a second, and put the whistle to them out. But before that, I think it was McGrath that got the Galway block on there as well. And Galway now get a bit of possession here with Johnny Heaney. And he's been pulled two or three times. Yeah, and I think Paul Ganey will be at least booked here for this one. Just a bit of an unusual situation there. The mark was called. I didn't think it was, and there was a bit of confusion between the two players. But yellow card being shown there towards Paul Ganey, as John Heaney tried to take things quickly. The rain starting to swarm down again here as we come up to 8 minutes to go at the end of this first half. It's been positive enough so far from Galway, leading by 5 points to four. Just have to be careful though, because a bit of pressure has come on in the last couple of moments from the Kerry side. Galway now keeping football. Dylan McHugh goes backwards to Sean Fitzgerald. Again over towards that left-hand side. Maher is hugging the sideline and puts the ball over the top. It bounces into his hands, and he's options with Sean Fitzgerald, given an option down the left-hand side. The ball zips off the surface. Fitzgerald, though, is able to keep things up and just brushes off Darragh Roach. He clattered the full forward there. The ball in towards the hands now of Paul Conroy. Conroy now chips one long, but that's ambitious, though, and Paul Ganey will be able to tie things up there. And Kerry come on the counter-attack. Not the best decision there in the world, and now Kerry trying to swarm forward. Tyke Morley chips the ball down the line. They're trying to do that. It's a wonderful bit of play there by Liam Silk. Oh, I'm not sure about that decision in the world. It looked like that was classic defending from Liam Silk there. I'd be questioning that decision. We might see a replay of that in the last couple of moments. He's been punished for, I think, what I would only describe as outfoxing Stephen O'Brien. Not sure do you agree, Barry, but either way, it will be a free here for Kerry and should level the sides here. But it looked like Liam Silk had done not a lot wrong there.
Yeah, it looked like a shoulder-to-shoulder, and when both men on the way to the ground, there was a tangle of legs. I certainly would feel a bit aggrieved if I was Liam Silk.
Sean O'Shea about gets it over the bar. Think off the fingertips of Conor Gleeson. He certainly didn't get the best connection in the world there, but it is 5 points apiece here.
Yeah, I see Shane Ryan occupying this right half back kind of a position. Just I've said this before, if I was Galway, I'd get a few bodies over there and let Conor Gleeson kick it down on
them.
Kick it down on top of him. Get John Maher and Keane Darcy and these guys coming in on top of him and see does he want to come out of the goal? Does he want to come out of the goal for the next one?
Yeah, Galway get no, they don't. The referee had changed his mind. He has the hand pointed as if he was going to give the decision to Galway. He turns around. It was pretty much a couple of bodies being battered left, right and centre in the middle of the field. Kerry though, now they come down with Hendrick Ball down over the line towards O'Shea, this time from play. Chips it with the left, it's high, has it the wind, has it going to hang up in the air, off the upright, comes back and Dylan McHugh is there to tidy things up. The ball took a weird swerve up in the air and Galway now, Liam Silk, oh quick hands there, sends McGrath off the shoulder. Silk was pretty much on his hands and knees. Now Paul Connery has possession. Galway, you feel, just want to up the tempo just as he come up to 5.5 minutes to half time here in Clarny. As I said, 5 points apiece, level there. It's Derry leading Roscommon by 1-6 to 1-5. So far, so good for Galway, but they want to keep control of their own destiny that they have. They'd love to get a result as well, just to build a bit of momentum. Daly now, backwards to Sean Fitzgerald, centre-back position. He quickly boots it over towards Owen Kelly on the right-hand side. Heaney is in front of him, as he has been all day. Heaney now, given that option, but Kelly now does give it towards Heaney. Breaks the 45, still running, looking for options. Cuts the ball in field. He might think about going for goal here himself. Heaney goes back now on the right. Heaney, this will be a wonderful score. It is a wonderful score. Johnny Heaney with an outrageous effort into the wind and rain. He started off on the sideline. He cut in back on the right and swings one over the bar. Galway lead by 6 points to five.
Yeah, to borrow a rugby term, he straightened the line. He went straight down the barrel of the gun at the Kerry defence and they couldn't answer it. He just showed power and pace and a brilliant finish, and you'd have to say no more than Galway deserve. You know, I think they are the better team out there, just not getting the scores on the board and maybe conceding scores from turnovers, which will probably frustrate Pádraig Joyce a little.
Darragh Roach on the left, this is a beautiful left. Oh, he swinged one over there, full forward there, quickly levelled things again, 6 points apiece, a wonderful score. Got it back on the right, he's limping a little bit perhaps there as well, but he nailed that one beautifully with the left, 6 points apiece.
Yeah, a great battle between himself and Sean Fitzgerald. Darragh Roach, a Glenfesk man, you know, the home of Seamus Moynihan has got a turnover from the kick out.
But Liam Silk gets a big paw and then John Daly tidies things up. But Liam Silk, he reads the game so well.
Oh yeah, he's just an outstanding footballer. He's one of the best in the country. But go back to Sean Fitzgerald and Darragh Roach. As I said, Darragh Roach is from the Glenfles club and he's a build like Seamus Moynihan. Another turnover from Galway, he's strong.
Galway
himself
up.
And Sean Fitzgerald are having a right battle. But Galway just need to be careful of the turnovers. They are costing us.
That one though, I think just about got away with it. Maher, the ball was behind him, but he made enough of a nuisance just to break the ball free. And then John Heaney, who's in possession again, just tidy things up. And Heaney now, after that fine score a couple of moments ago, was spinning around like a sixpence there at the moment. Connery now switched it straight across the pitch from left to right towards Owen Kelly. His Galway try and changed the point of the attack. 6 points apiece. Kelly, though, is edging forward. He won't fancy the shot, but Rory Cunningham might. That's a beautiful pass over the top. And Sean, just a little bit too high, and John Maher can't tidy things up, and it's another turnover. And Kerry come, but they've nobody up top. It's just Roach there. So Joe Connor has to be time. Crutching Hick comes in on Johnny Heaney. Just about stalls Gavin White and just allows Galway to get some pressure back. Now it's still in the possession of Paul Geaney. He's in front of us here. Puts the ball in field towards Gavin White. Gavin White now, centre of the field it goes, towards Joe Connor, and then he with the hand pass over towards the right hand side. But Galway, as the rain bellows down a little bit more now, have just stalled this attack for the moment. It's over in the right hand side at the moment. Will O'Shea get the shot in? He looks like he might from the 21. It's a difficult angle. It's a wonderful score by Sean O'Shea. Kerry into the lead for the second time in the game. 7 points to six.
Certainly, and Sean O'Shea has a very similar kicking style to Paul Conroy. Never looks like it's never looks too troubled with his goal and make a change. I think it's Rory Cunningham that's that's making way, and it looks like Sean Mulkern's. Kyle Sweeney will probably just go up the pitch a little bit. I think that's a bit harsh on Rory Cunningham. If it is Rory Cunningham going off, you know, he hasn't got an awful lot of ball. He's occupying kind of the left corner forward position for Galway, and most of Galway's attacks are going down the right hand side, and unless it's tactical, Galway wants to get someone a little bit more defensive minded on the pitch. But I think in terms of Rory Cunningham, he'd be a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, it's Daniel Flaherty who seems to have come on that. Yeah, but tough on Cunningham. Not seen a lot of football in there so far, but Flaherty has been one of the standout players of the league so far. Galway though, we'll try and go on to get a score back on the loop now from Finnerty. Is Conroy, is a punch pass down the line, and Corrine doesn't like it, but Conroy, oh, he's almost through. He just slipped the ball out of his breadbasket. He was almost through and goal. Instead now it's Galway with some defending to do. Liam Silk is going to have to stall things over here. Brian Roach and Sean Fitzgerald are on that usual due inside. Galway have put two back, but it's still the little bit of momentum in the last couple of moments as we come towards half time here. It's just edged away from Galway after a positive start to the game. Stephen O'Brien now punches the ball down the line. Up it goes towards Killian Sablan. He'll get back on the right foot. He's been dangerous so far. Dummy solo, that's brilliant. Sablan again is going from the left. Oh, this is a wonderful score. Spins it over. He went left, he went right. He puts Kerry 2 points to the good. Probably a little bit harsh in Galway.
Yeah, like scoreline being harsh in Galway, but again, it came from a turnover. And, you know, we know the ball is slippy, but it was a slip ball from, I think it was Killian O'Corrin to Paul Conroy, and it was dropped. Kerry go down the pitch, and you have to say the dummy solo from Killian Sablan was a joy to behold. Dummy soloed with the right and kicked it over with the left. That's an outstanding score, and we spoke earlier about the potential that he has if he gets enough ball.
Dylan McHugh now up towards Finnerty, can't take the mark this time, it bounces in front of him. But John Myers now is coming like a train on their right hand side. Will Maher take the shot? No, he keeps on soloing, but he's going to need some support here. He's in the corner position, back towards Finnerty by the sideline, pushes the ball in field towards Dylan McHugh. Dylan McHugh now in turn towards Conroy. He's on the left hand side. Unless he can get back on the right, he won't be able to get the shot off. Scoops the ball backwards and bobbles in towards Dylan McHugh, as to soccer style, scoop it back towards Conroy, quickly through the hands as Conroy's hit late off the football. Conroy's down at a heap, and the referee is calling over. What's he saying? He's telling him to get up. Seems a bit harsh, and he's giving a free to Kerry.
I must say, Joe Connor is a guy that has really, for me, for Kerry, has stood out in the league. Kerry needs not
changed
a free.
He's changed his mind again. And now he's indicating he had definitely waved up towards Kerry. Now he's changed his mind. Now he's going to bring it. No, I thought he's going. He sprinted away from the ball. Yeah, I don't think he's a referee. It's his first Division 1 game, and he's...
I think, to be fair to him, I think he felt that... I'm not saying he was right or wrong. I think he felt that Paul Conroy, you know, didn't need the attention of the medical team and wanted the play to get on. And I think some of the directors from Pro Park over the last couple of weeks have indicated that that's what they're looking for. Looking for the game to flow a little bit more, and maybe some of the injuries not be treated on the pitch.
Finnerty with the freeze. This one short. It is short. Galway desperately needed that score just before half time. There is the half time whistle. It's been a bit of a mixed bag. The Kerry faithful with a little slightly the better at the moment. They go in at the break, leading by 8 points to 6. A half. The Galway were not, I wouldn't say in control, but seemed like the dominant side for large periods. A little bit of flurry just before half time. The most important thing though, as Kevin shows me over there, Derry lead was coming by 1-7 to 1-5, so we're still okay so far. But Galway, they're well here, tangible, to get something out of this game. It's just that last 5, 7, 8 minutes.
Yeah, the turnovers, and I'm repeating myself a lot, the turnovers are killing us. You know, we're breaking at pace, and it's just one little hand pass that might be a tad behind. We're just not as sharp as I'm sure Pádraig and the management team would have liked. That might allow us to cut through the Kerry defence a little bit more. But for Kerry, they'll be very, very happy. Lots of their players going well. I think your man, Aaron Henrick, the new cornerback, doing well. Dara Roach having a good battle up front. And Killian Sablan doing really, really well too. And the battle between Liam Silk and Sean O'Shea continues from that All-Ireland final to be enthralling. And again, as we said early in the match, whoever does come out on top in that battle, if Liam Silk can tie down Sean O'Shea a little bit more, it's going to give Galway that little bit of momentum to really go on and try and get something out of this game. Because only 2 points in it in Derry, and you know that still puts this Division 1 status at risk, and Galway will be well aware of that score, so they'll know that they have to go and try and create something in the second half.
Yeah, huge second half to come here, John. Huge second half to come also up north in Celtic Park. But so far here at half time, it's been a decent first half performance from Galway, but Kerry have just edged away here at the interval, where they lead Galway by 8 points to 6.
Live match broadcast in association with Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Download our new app today.
Yeah, thank you, John. A huge 35 minutes ahead here for Pádraig Joyce's Galway, who are trailing Kerry, as you said, by 6 points to 8 at half-time. The referee and his officials have been out here the last couple of moments. Both teams are making the full maximum allocation of their 50-minute half-time cup as well. Be interested to see if there'll be any further changes on both sides. You would say Kerry, from their perspective, despite them having the in the lead at half-time here, you look at the Dublin result and they've a good advantage over a Tyrone in Croke Park. That's probably any slim chances they had of a league final position put to bed. But the game in Celtic Park is a goal between the sides at half time there. It's still not out of the equation yet, and Galway, I think Pádraig Joyce will be reminding them that they'll want to try and get a minimum draw out of this.
Yeah. I think he's going to be more worried about a performance, like, and let what happens in here and in Derry, let what happens take care of itself. A little bit disappointed just looking at Kevin's notes here. Galway only scored 1 point in the last 14 minutes of the game. Cathal Sweeney on 21 minutes and then Johnny Heaney on 31 minutes. That's a little bit disappointing considering the amount of possession that we've had, but overall it has been tame enough stuff. And Pádraig will just want Galway to inject a little bit of life in this, because again, this is probably their last real serious run out before the championship, and it'll be a real test. And Jack O'Connor will be saying the same thing to his players, that look, we're not going to get to a league final now, but you've 30 minutes. This is a really important 30 minutes in our preparation for the championship, because it's not a situation anymore where it is a long run into championship and then the championship is a long process. Everything is condensed, and guys need to find form and find it very, very quickly, and this is an ideal opportunity for them to do that.
Might have held by the few little bit of reaction from the crowd there. Both sets of sides are out. Looking around, doesn't appear to be any further changes for Galway. They did make that change towards the end of the first half. Danny O'Flaherty replacing Rory Cunningham, but it seems to be the full 15. Aside from that, of course, there's a game that has so many fascinating man-on-man battles there between either sides. Looks like O'Flaherty's going to start off in the left half forward position at the moment. That might be just from the throw-in, which is about to get underway here, and it is in a huge 35 minutes ahead here, both here and in Celtic Park. It's Kerry though, with Barry Dan O'Sullivan, who takes a heavy crunching hit from John Maher, who might be in a bit of trouble for that one. Just absolutely crunched his fellow midfielder there. He's pleading his innocence. I think he's going to get away with it as well. Stops that Kerry attack as Sean O'Shea comes out and gets this free. It's just maybe a foot or so the far side of the 45. He's trying to get his side's first score of the second half. 2 points their advantage at the moment, trying to extend things out. O'Shea now, as the rain, it feels like weather watch here for large periods of the game, has settled out. It's a nice day here in Killarney. We could do it making the scoreboard a little bit nicer from the Galway perspective. But here comes O'Shea from the place ball from the floor. Certainly gets the height on it, but he just drags it out towards the right hand side and wide. So remains 6 points Kerry, or sorry, 6 points to 8, the Kerry advantage. And just look, Barry, Shane Ryan is still out here. Daniel Flaherty's underneath them. Will Conor Gleeson just bomb it out? They seem to be pushing everyone over the other side. It's a fascinating development in the modern game.
Yeah, it's definitely something I would do. I think some of the keepers that come and occupy that space are getting away with it a little bit too easy. But I tell you, if he had Keane Darcy, John Maher and Paul Conroy, Johnny Heaney jumping on top of him, then, you know, it might make things a little bit. Great catch by Keane Darcy.
Now he's been pulled down in that cynical play. He starts to take quickly. He does. Up towards O'Flaherty in that left half forward position. O'Flaherty almost goes left, goes right, spins around the shoulder towards clubmate. Finity gets back. Beautiful. Now Finity with the right. This will be a collector's item. It looks like it's going to sail just towards the right hand side. It would have been a wonderful score just after half time. But there was a full press there on Gleeson. He went over the lot. Darcy with a wonderful leap. It was a bit of cynical play there, trying to stall the attack. Going. Did get away, just maybe the wrong selection, wrong club there from Finnerty.
Yeah, it was a poor enough effort by Rob, but brilliant take by Keane Darcy, and Conor Gleeson showing what he is in his locker in terms of the length of his kick out, and that takes, as you said, that takes that press out of the equation. If he can go over it, then it gives Galway a great attacking platform. If you have someone that can come and take a ball like Keane Darcy can, John Maher can, and we know that Paul Conroy has that in his locker as well.
Kevin White now gives the ball in field and we get it. As Kerry now coming on the attack, it goes across now towards the fullback for today. A lot of talk in the build-up. Who would play fullback so far? It's Dylan Casey, the Austin Stacks man. More attacking to do at the moment from Kerry as Galway are sat inside their own 45. Just Rob Finnerty left up top. Kerry now running down the left-hand side at pace. It's called Sweeney back trying to put some support on over there. John Maher is going to stall that attack and comes out of the ball with a ruck as the ball breaks away. Surely it's a free out. Maher either way spins out of the ball now. Is about four or five players out of his way and just gets past the lot. Liam Silken now with quick hands. Up comes Galway now on a potential counter-attack. Called Sweeney now coming and running forward. This looks like he's going to pop the ball over the shoulder. Dylan McHugh now will have to be careful. He gets the ball and it's pulled down and it's another bit of cynical bait. Called Sweeney though isn't wasting any time. No, he is. He's going to hold things out. No, he takes it quickly. Up it goes towards O'Curry and bounces off the shoulder and then it goes away from Finnerty, and that's the second time Galway have taken it quickly. Are they better just stalling things down? It's only a 2-point deficit at the moment.
No, I think they got to inject pace into it, and Colin Sweeney was doing the right thing. I just think there was a little bit of a miscommunication between Rob Finnerty, Killian O'Curry, and that left a little bit of a hesitation from Killian and it caused him to spill the ball.
Beautiful ball over the top now to Splann in that corner, but two or three players are there. He gets it backwards though towards Paul Murphy. Paul Murphy now will recycle it. He's just outside the 45 at the moment. Back it comes now towards Henrik, and he just switches it over towards the left-hand side. Galway again sat deep, just Finnerty left and full forward. Everyone else pretty much inside their own 45. Kerry go down the left-hand side. A crunch and hit comes in there, but the player seems to bounce off Dylan McHugh there. It's got ends up on a heap on the floor. Q has been punished. It'll be a free here, which you would imagine will be another Kerry score, first potentially of this second half. Shane Ryan certainly seems to think so, because he's already coming out here having a conversation. He's out in the halfway line. O'Shea, who missed that one central a couple of moments ago from the 45, this time is a good bit inside, maybe about 35 yards out, over on the left hand side. He's going to take this one off the hands. His side leads by 6-8. Trying to make this a goal between the sides. O'Shea now strikes it high. Strikes it good. Strikes it over the bar. It is a 3-point advantage for the Kingdom at the moment. And Conor Gleeson is coming running out to get that one. O'Shea's third of the game. Gleeson looks up. Doesn't see a lot of options and is going to take his time. Now chips the ball up towards McGrath. McGrath under all types of pressure initially, but quickly gets it back to Sean Fitzgerald, and now it's back to the Dunmore man in the goal. Comes a stride forward, has to be careful though, and plays a sloppy enough hand pass back to Sean Fitzgerald, who's in all types of trouble. Fitzgerald loses the football, it's just about ousted it away, but it's still Kerry possession. This is a bit of a mess back here at the moment, but in it comes, and it's Liam Silk. Spoke about the way he reads the game so well. Galway were lucky that he did there, because that was nearly a bit of a mess. Maher now, yeah, with a ball down, will it make
great
its way
ball
towards Sweeney? It will, on the floor. Sweeney picks it up, punches the ball in field. Maher is still coming striding forward. Options over on the right hand side as Johnny Heaney breaks the Kerry 45. Now running, pretty much attacking for the first time with a running phase of possession. Back towards Killian O'Curry. He goes left, he goes right. O'Curry with a high one from the right hand side. It's going to hang up in the air. It's going to tail off towards the left hand side of wide. Shot selection is maybe a little bit of question with the last couple of moments here.
Yeah, definitely. But go all the way back to Sean O'Shea's tackle on Sean Fitzgerald. It's something that's probably not appreciated enough about Sean O'Shea's game, is that, you know, absolute appetite for hunger. He's always looking to tackle, he's always looking to chase. He has that footballing ability that we know about, but he does the stuff that, as Paul O'Connell says, requires no talent. He does it really, really well. He works hard, he's honest, and everything he does is for that Kerry jersey.
He's on possession again here, plays the ball down the line. Roach does well, spins past two or three players. Quick hands though. It's O'Shea now tidy things up again. Back towards Killian Splann. Pops it through the hands this time back towards O'Shea. Looking like he was going to fancy a shot from a difficult angle, but instead goes back towards Heinrich, one of the new players on the block. Chips a little ball in field to Paul Murphy. Murphy now will switch it over towards the left hand side. Galway, you feel, will have to push out a bit. They trail Kerry by 9-6 here with 7 minutes gone in the second half. Back now comes with Paul Geaney. Geaney now with the hands, finds a pocket of space here, and they do quick hands of that. Now Kerry are edging their way forward. Tyke Morley is forced backwards, and still Kerry keeping possession, going left, going right now. Balgini, will he take the shot on? No, he's back left, he goes back right. O'Kelly stalls him up, switches it off now towards Stephen O'Brien. Got one in the first half. Will he go for one from a distance? No, it's dummy solos galore, and it's not the greatest hand pass in the world, and just stalls at Kerry momentum. And still Kerry now, this time is Aidan's plan, and it's looking as we go, we are trailing by three here now. It's Derry 1-8, Roscommon 1-6. So as things stand, Galway will be okay, but yet to score in the second half. They'll want to try and change that in the next couple of moments. Kerry now on the attack again, making good inroads here at the Galway goal. Off it goes towards Roach from his trusty left boot. That looks good, judging by the roar. No, that roar quietened as the ball went further away from his boot. It's out towards the right hand side and wide. It's still Kerry. It's our fourth wide of the game. But Barry, they still lead by 9 points to 6. Galway now just need to get a grip here.
Yeah, they need to try and get a score, and need to try to set some ball around the middle of the pitch. But even back to the Shane Ryan thing, we spoke about kicking ball down on top of him, but if he's out, you have to kind of go long, because there's very little point in, you know, try and use the tactic that they're employing, try and use it against them. Brilliant take by Adrian Spillane.
Yeah, what a catch. It was long ball from Gleeson up towards Keane Darcy, but Spillane did ever
maybe
so well.
Have to go short.
What do we know? What we do know is Galway definitely want to try and get a score here and try and get things motoring in the second half. Kerry have definitely upped the ante, question marks, but what their game management will be. Looks like there's maybe a bit of movement on the bench there on the far side as well. Keep an eye in for that. They do have a stacked bench at the moment. But it's Henrik. Gets possession again. And back it comes to Spillane. Got that fine catch a couple of moments ago. Chip ball down the line towards O'Shea. Moves it quickly. And now there come the options. And it's Henrik trying to get a score. Himself on the corner back has nailed one from over the right-hand side. What a score that is. Kerry push things out. They now lead by 4. And it's Dylan Casey, actually, his clubmate, I think they might have converted that one. But either way, the most important thing is Galway trailed by 4 and Galway yet to get off the mark in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. Probably need a little bit of a boost. Maybe someone like Kieran Molloy. I think I see Niall Daly maybe stripping off. But I'd certainly be looking at Kieran Molloy to try and inject a bit of pace into that half back line, or try and get a tag. We're getting cleaned out around the middle of the pitch as well. Another big take, I think it was Joe O'Connor. We're really struggling on our own kickouts, and that's going to be disappointing from Pádraig's perspective.
Yeah, we're looking down constantly towards the scoreboard, and this might be worse here. O'Shea chips one out. Oh, Gleeson has got flying backwards. Gleeson ends up in the goal. Thankfully the football doesn't, though. He's only able to punch it over the bar. Another Kerry score, 11 points to 6. They've put the foot down after half time here. Barry Gowie needs something. It does look like the Kilconnelly man has changed. More movement on the bench. I see another couple of players being encouraged to run forward here and get stripped off. But Gowie do need something different here.
Yeah, that was an excellent save by Conor Gleeson. Really, really quick feet to back and get a tip on it. Not sure was Sean O'Shea going for it. He did look like he was eyeing up a shot at goal. Definitely didn't look like it was a miss hit, and Conor Gleeson did really well. But as you said, we're really struggling on our own kick out. We're finding it hard to get anything around the middle of the pitch, and we might just need to try and go short for one or two to stem the Kerry tide.
Yeah, my loud shout there was Gleeson went to bomb it, but just sliced the ball completely. It went about 6 inches off the floor, straight out. Could have been an absolute disaster. Kerry do have it back, but it's not fatal at the moment. Now comes Gavin White. It's so dangerous. Thankfully, Mara is able to oosh him out towards the corner. They do come in field now with Roach. Roach, quick hands up towards O'Shea. Kerry definitely turning the screw. And now comes Adrian Spillane again. But he's been forced back from Mara, though. To be credit to the man, he is leading the chase. He's surrounded by 2 or 3 and just bulldozes his way out of trouble here as well. Galway need a couple of more Johnny Mara's out there.
His work rate is phenomenal. He'd love to see, you know, his GPS stats at the end of a game, because the amount of ground he covers is phenomenal. You know, he makes the odd mistake in terms of his handling, but what he brings in terms of an honesty and an enthusiasm and a willingness to work around the middle of the pitch, you couldn't buy. And another turnover against Galway, brilliant tackling.
Yeah, it's just gone a little bit sloppy here in the second half. The first half was certainly very promising. Galway had the advantage for the most of the first half. A little bit of a flurry just before half time. Kerry have followed that up.
And we're under a bit of pressure as well. It's 1-9 to 1-8 to Roscommon. So
okay,
it's certainly
time
squeaky,
to get worried.
Squeaky bum time, I think, is the term that was used previously by a great Man United manager.
Yeah, I think you might need to get the rosary beads out here soon. It is coming to that time of year at the moment here. Galway here. They trail by 5, but if Roscommon were to do damage up north, we could be in trouble. That seems to be a close game there as well. Davy Burke's side. We're certainly putting the squeeze on Galway, though. Need something similar. Kerry, though, with all of the football here in this second half. Another punch pass up towards Paul Geaney. Geaney, though, has just dragged it towards the right-hand side and wide. Changes look like they're about to take place here from Pádraig Joyce's side. Keane Darcy is making way. And Tom O'Callaghan, it seems to be one of the players coming on. And Killian Corrigan seems to be making way as well. So I think it's... Is that Niall Daly? No, that's Patrick Egan. Patrick Egan has come on, replace Keane Darcy. And Tom O'Callaghan replacing Killian O'Corrigan. So it's a big step of faith for Patrick Egan.
Yeah, look, it's a meteoric rise for Patrick Egan. We saw what he did in the club championship for Cora Finn, and he was excellent against... He was excellent against the Mayo champions, and you know, he has loads of football. He's still a young fella, you know, good opportunity for him to expose himself in this environment. But this environment is very, very difficult, and you know, Pádraig will be hoping that he can flourish in it.
He's grabbed the football straight away, punches the ball towards Maher. That allows Maher to come forward. Maher solo now. Galway coming up forward for the first time. Heaney now leading the charge from the right-hand side. Breaks the 21. Now breaks the 14. Cuts back in field. Goes outside of the right. Is a difficult angle. Has he got the ball? The umpire waves the flag. Talk about a desperate lead score. Johnny Heaney, second of the game, outside of the right. Eye of the needle. Galway's first score of the second half. It's a 4-point deficit at the moment. 11 points to 7. 13 minutes into the second half. It's a long time for a score. But, my God, it's such a badly needed one.
Yeah, and Derry gone 2 up as well. So, you know, eases the pressure a little bit. But brilliant score by Johnny Heaney. He didn't have much option. He was cutting in from the end line and kicked with the outside of his right from a really acute angle, brilliantly over the bar. But, you know, great score. But you'd have to say it has taken just a little bit too long in the second half to get it.
Yeah, Kerry, though, can't get another one straight away. They look like they're about to do that. Splann, though, is burning a couple of Galway defenders. Cuts back on the left. He's dragged Doug. Kerry, though, starting to rack up the tally there. Six wides here. The majority are coming in this second half. And they have a couple of changes coming forward here as well. And this doesn't look too good, because I think that's Paddy Clifford is coming on there.
And David, so, as well.
David Clifford, come on, an even bigger roar. The firepower is coming in. It is Paul Geaney who's making away, and I think it's Darryl Roach as well. The two Cliffords from Fossa are in. I'm starting to feel a little bit scared.
Look, you know, these are up. Johnny McGrath picks up David Clifford. Probably Liam Silk will go on Paddy Clifford. These are great opportunities for these guys to really test themselves. Maybe, what are we down? 4 down. The game might be going away from us slightly, but we have to try and maximise any opportunity that we can get to improve. And this is certainly an opportunity to test yourself against the very, very best.
Gleeson goes short this time towards O'Flaherty. Fine catch, though. O'Kelly drops the football, picks it up at the second occasion. Now he's under trouble. He's going to have to put the burners down the sideline, pushes the ball under the line. Mara needs to be careful, though. For the first time, he's out muscled there by Barry Dan O'Sullivan. And now here comes Sean O'Shea on the right hand side. Ball that comes in there straight away. And Graham O'Sullivan, another one player. Where is Conor Gleeson going? There's nobody in goal. Back it goes towards Paddy. He chips it over the bar straight away. Conor Gleeson gone out for a run there. 12 points now for Kerry, 7 for Galway. I'm not quite sure what was going on there.
Yeah, and you can be sure that Jack O'Connor, he's ruthless. He'll be saying, you know, one of you know, Galway, get our full team back. We're certainly in the top 4, 5, 6 teams that are going to contest All-Ireland for All-Ireland glory this year. And Jack will be saying, if you get an opportunity with your foot on the throat of Galway, you go as hard as possible. And that's why, as Conor Gleeson picks up a yellow, but that's why he rolled out the big guns. He wants to, you know, Brian Cody used to do with Kilkenny as much as possible. If he got on top of an opposition that's going to be a competitor later in the summer, you went as hard as possible. And that's why he brings on David Clifford and Paddy Clifford, and probably wasn't overly happy with the conversion of some of the shots as well from the likes of Darryl Roach, Killian Spillane, Paul Geaney. They all had opportunities to kick them further ahead and missed them. So I think he was sending out a message as well.
Good turnover there by John Heaney. Long ball in towards Finnerty. Will it break for Sweeney? Sweeney now on the left hand side. There's not a lot of comfort back, but he's by the byline at the moment. He's going across the goal, pots it back towards Finnerty. Finnerty back towards Connery. Connery punches the ball up in the air. Is he going for a bat in? Has it gone over the bar? No, it's gone wide in the end. It looked like Connery was trying to force a goal there with a lofted pass from the left hand side to the right. It hung up in the air. Might have been Johnny Heaney that came on through.
I think it was Tom O'Callaghan. I think he could have done. I think Tomo had a good opportunity for goal there. It was a brilliant thinking by Paul Conroy. He fist passed it across the goal, hung it up in there. Tomo got a touch on it under pressure from Shane Ryan, but maybe could have snuck it a little bit closer to goal.
Yeah, it's a wide ball and it still remains Galway by down by 5 at the moment.
Sean Fitzgerald picking up David Clifford. Liam Silk still on Sean O'Shea, and difficult to see who has taken up the owner's task of picking up of Paulie Clifford, but Owen Kelly at the moment seems to be the man tasked with that, and that'll be something that they will have discussed before the game, that when they do roll on the big guns, it doesn't take us a couple of minutes to figure out who picks anyone up. They would have discussed that before the game, and everyone knows their jobs.
Graham O'Sullivan now, another one of the substitutions, plays the ball infield quickly. Stephen O'Brien off the shoulder, comes O'Connor. O'Connor, the midfielder, is still covering ground. Ball goes off now quickly, and it's been tripped over the bar by Killian Sablan. Kerry just red hot at the moment, 13-7. Galway down by 6, and all of a sudden we're just looking up north, where it still shows Derry leading by 2. By 3, another score being topped over there as well. So we're nearly at the stage with 17 minutes to go here. Galway all of a sudden down by 6. They're nearly just looking up the road to see if that result is going to be favourable.
Yeah, they are, and to a certain extent. But they, Pádraig certainly won't be looking behind him to see what's going on in Derry. He'll be looking to see what's going on with his team inside those four white lines. At the moment, he won't be overly impressed. And the last thing you want to do is take a... You know, we're getting caught a lot. Kerry win a huge amount of clean possession in the middle of the pitch. That's another brilliant one by Barry Dan O'Sullivan. And
here we go, long ball in around the house.
Long ball in, free out. But yeah, Pádraig will just be disappointed, because you go back up the road from Kerry, and I think they might be staying down tonight even, but if come back up the road tomorrow after taking a bit of a drumming, and it's very hard to get the confidence up again when you're, obviously, I think going to London is probably a godsend for them. But difficult enough to go back up the road and take anything hugely positive out today if you get bet by 7 or 8 points.
Dylan McHugh now, quick hands up towards John Maris. Paul Conroy in a wrestling. Ball comes back towards Dylan McHugh. Has he got it? He has. It's only Galway's second point of the second half. Paul Conroy now and Adrian Sablan are testing the fabrics of each other's shorts there. Scoreboard now sees 8 points for Galway, 13 for Kerry. We have 90 minutes gone in this second half. Both players here would imagine will be flashed a yellow card apiece. No, just a bit of a lecture here. Tension. Well, there's a break in play. We look up the road.
Interesting to see Monaghan beating Derry 12 points to 1-6. I'm just looking at
Roscommon bottom now within, is it?
Yeah, Monaghan beating Mayo 12 points to 1-6, and Mayo have a fairly strong team out. So again, you know, if you're Kevin McStay, no more than Pádraig, could be looking at this going, not exactly the performance needed on the last day of the league.
Galway though are all about staying in Division 1 football here. We get a free here. Another change. Liam Silk is making way.
Jack Lynn coming in.
But great to see Liam back. Liam Silk even back. A combination of the names wrong there. But Liam Silk has had a fine, fine game.
Yeah, brilliant game. Great battle with Sean O'Shea. Jack Lynn won't shirk the challenge either. You know, and it's such a pity that his season has been fairly well curtailed by injury as well. Have to give great credit to the Kerry midfield, Barry Dan O'Sullivan and Joe O'Connor. They're the dominant pairing out there. Their work rate is phenomenal, and that'll be something that Kerry know they would have had to improve on. Certainly Barry John and Joe O'Connor really standing up to the task today.
Paddy Clifford now picks things up on the left-hand side, puts the ball in field towards Sean O'Shea, quick hands backwards. It's over in the left corner forward position at the moment. Back it comes out towards the wing and back towards central now as they look to try and recycle. Now Paddy picks things up. Stephen O'Brien is in front of him, but good as he cross here to his midfielder, and then quickly over the shoulders. It's Brina Bullock, who has also been introduced, and the advance mark being taken now by Stephen O'Brien, takes it quickly. More players pulling a dragon off the ball there, off camera. The ball nearly goes over the top of them. A hit comes in over there from a Galway player, but the ball breaks out, and it's Kerry who recycle it. Stephen O'Brien now. And Kerry leading by 5 at the moment. So Galway pretty much need Derry to do Galway a favour at the moment. As Kerry keep possession here. Clock shows 21 and a half minutes gone here in the second half in Killarney. Kerry now pushed up. Stephen O'Brien again on that right position, scoops the ball with a hand pass down the line. Will they take the shot off quickly? O'Brien got one in the first half, is going for the second. Is going to tail off. It is over towards the left hand side and wide. Seventh wide of the game for Kerry. Another change being about to take place here as well. Ronan Buckley is being introduced. Gets a big round of applause there. Conor Gleeson will try and restart. 30 minutes to go here. A lot of movement on the Galway bench. Dylan McHugh is being replaced by his clubmate, Dylan McHugh. So Kieran Malloy on. Oh, Kelly under pressure, loses the ball, gets it a second occasion, then loses it, gives it back now. Bruce McGrath coming on the loop after that short kick out. Plays the hand pass towards Sean Fitz, has been gobbled up. John Daly's going flying forward, gets his body in the way and then scoops down. Now will be fouled as the free comes out. No, it still doesn't get the free. And then the referee gives the decision. Now the ref, for the second time in the game, he's waved one way and then realised I've made a Hames out of this and gives it the other way. Now the ball's on the top. Carl Sweeney is too far. He's in front of him. Carl Sweeney coming soccer style. Carl Sweeney coming through. Good defending. The ball breaks towards Tomo. The referee's going to give a free out. It was like pinball bowling there. Players pushing and shoving, desperately diving. Sweeney gave everything in that fight, but it's a free out in the end. And Galway still trail by 5. 12 minutes to go. We'll look at the all-important score. We're all desperately looking there, okay. But Derry seemed to have just put the foot down there. 113-18, 5-point advantage for Mickey Hart's side. Maybe we can take half a breath of relief.
Yeah, certainly, but as I said, that's supporters and media and pundits and everything will be keeping close eyes on this, but Pádraic will be keeping a very close eye on his own team and his own performance. And as I said, he'd be disappointed with aspects of it and worried a little bit around about how we faded out of it in the middle of the pitch in terms of being able to win any quality possession. I think only Keane Darcy maybe is the only one I can really remember that went and won a clean ball in the middle of the pitch, and that's made things difficult. Kerry setting up differently. We haven't seen this yet. I think Cathal Sweeney going to get a yellow for the tackle on Gavin White. Gavin White was brave. He went down for it. Or Tom O'Callaghan going to pick up. I'm not sure what that was for. He kicked the ball away after the free. I think that's a bit like, you know, at times you just wonder about the officiating. And in fairness, the ref, I thought he's had a good game overall, but that's a needless snuff.
Yeah.
Kerry getting all their players in the middle of the pitch and looking to break away. Try to retain possession. Gavin White, who won the free, is the man to get it. And Tom O'Callaghan could be under pressure here.
Give a little bit of
pulled
him
down.
Gavin White is certainly reminding them.
Pulled him down, so that's not a black card, but Tom was lucky.
It certainly seemed the red mist at the moment. Tyke Morley will pick things up now. Kerry, as I said, with the 5-point advantage. 10.5 minutes of normal time left here. Paddy Clifford already got a point. Seems to be introduced to a big roar in the second half. Gives the ball in field towards Dylan Casey. Casey now, the fullback, solos across the middle of the pitch and gives it over towards Graham O'Sullivan. Switches over towards the left-hand side. Galway just bunched everyone central at the moment, a little bit deep. Tomo left up top, everyone else a little bit deeper, but they need to get possession of the football back. Now it keeps on going. There's quick hands from Kerry, ball up towards David Clifford, but there is Sean Fitz who bulldozes him out of the way, and Galway get the bit of a scramble defence and push out. They'll get another 10 yards for a bit of messing after the ball. And if the referee had the book out for Tomo a couple of moments ago, surely he will be out here. Galway not wasting any time though. John Daly had sprayed the ball out towards Johnny Marr, but the referee hadn't got the admin duties done in time. So
that's another one that frustrates me at times. Like he really could have let the play go there, you know, kind of communicated with his umpires to, I think it's Paul Murphy, to maybe, you know, keep an eye on number four and remind him who it is and book him after Galway attack, but just slowing the game down. No need for it. John Daly sprayed a brilliant ball across to John Maher, then it's pulled back, the whole game slows down just for a yellow card, or an innocuous yellow card.
Galway belatedly on the attack now with Daly again. They've pushed everyone forward. Finnerty is free inside, but Daly's running down their right hand side. It's not the greatest hand pass in the world, but the ball breaks nicely to him and then scooped out of his way, and Patrick Egan has to put the body in the way and gets a free for his side. Just gone a little bit scrambly there for Galway, who trailed by 5. There's 8, almost 9 minutes of normal time left. Conor Gleeson now is Galway completely pushed up. Gleeson on the halfway line comes forward, and a goal for Mayo, so that reduces the arrears. Monaghan leading by just a point in as well. But the game that we're all worried about is Derry, who now lead Roscommon by 114-18. So as things stand, Galway will be playing Division 1 football. Long ball, a little bit too much off the surface, zipped away. It's gone a bit, a club too far initially, then the wet surface added to it. But we've almost, I won't say given up on this one here. 5 points with 8 minutes of left here as well. It'll be a big ask for Galway. So in terms of, I know you keep on talking about the performance and everything like that, in terms of the raw reality of it, of staying in this division, it's all about what happens in Celtic Park now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, but it does have a feeling that you'd nearly think that all the players know what's going on in all other venues, because there has, the energy has kind of really gone from the game, and has a very much a challenge match kind of a feel to it. But you know, that's not to say that it's not important, but there doesn't seem to be the same enthusiasm that was there in the first half.
Yeah, Galway might have got away with one there. It looked like it was a free on Joe O'Connor, but referee was right beside it. Allowed Galway to get the turnover. Now Tomo picks up the ball on the right-hand side. Breaks the 45. Is still going. Looks in field for his clubmate. Tomo still going. Scoops the ball over the top towards Mara. Still going. Mara bulled on his way through. He's pushed to the floor. Surely that's a free. Oh, how is he not given a free in there? Now he'll give a free out. These officials...
That's a stonewall free. John Maher couldn't have done much more. He was blatantly pushed in the back. Burst of gut to get forward, and how that wasn't a free, I'll never know. But anyway,
play on,
the game goes on.
We'll play on. Let's, before we say something we might regret and all that. Still Galway though, trailing by 5, 13 points to 8, with 7 minutes of action. Ball down towards the corner, towards David Clifford. Tag by 2, then cleverly scoops the ball in field. This could be dangerous. John Heaney with a brilliant tackle across. He said it's a push, but. Okay, I'll let you correct that one, Barry, but I don't see how that's a push. He come across him as he tried to make some contact.
I think he was in the process of kicking usually if there's contact at that stage.
Well, it certainly wasn't a push, and it was whatever the indication of the free that he gets, but it will be David Clifford's first score of the game here, as well as maybe like that sort of position from that free kick in the All-Ireland final. It's that side of town, maybe a little bit closer to goal.
Kerry very switched on. Even when David Clifford was standing over that ball for the free, he was looking back the pitch, making sure that it was given an opportunity for all the players, Shane Ryan included, to really push up and try and get a squeeze in the Galway kick out. And teams do use frees and close and frees as that opportunity to give their own team the opportunity to set and to push for kickouts. And you see Shane Ryan on the Galway 45 now trying to tag Daniel Flaherty. So you know, certainly a tactic on the Kerry behalf, and Conor Gleeson goes along to John Maher. But again, Joe O'Connor has been absolutely outstanding, man of the match by a country mile, and took it out of the clouds.
Paddy Clifford now outside of the left in towards the brother, but there comes Johnny McGrath. The ball breaks kindly though. Galway, be careful, the ball is booted wide. Has it gone out off McGrath? It is for 45 in the end, to 6 minutes to go. Galway trail by 6, but it might be one more from this result in 45. But McGrath,
brilliant covering.
Sums up his league campaign as a whole there, that last couple of
brilliant minutes. Covering. Gavin White looked to have the opportunity to get a soccer style goal, but Johnny McGrath just came rushing across, you know, used all his pace to get there and put Gavin White under pressure, got a block on it and put it out for the 45. But you know, again, Johnny McGrath's honesty and willingness to work really, really hard is it's exemplary again today.
So Sean O'Shea will take the 45 just on the right hand side of the right hand post. Clock shows less than 5 minutes of normal time left here in Killarney. The game really starting to peter its way out here. Shea trying to extend his side lead. It's 6 at the moment. Shea will strike off the ground. He's dragged it though. Plenty of height, but over towards the right hand side and wide. So they're 8 wide of the game. Galway though, will there be a little bit of late rally? They probably have to go for it no matter what, try and finish the campaign off on a positive here, you feel?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're still we're in trouble now.
Sean O'Shea, will he tap the ball over the bar? O'Shea goes back on the left, he taps it over the bar. Of all the people in the world to play a short kick out into the grateful hands off, David Clifford is not top of that list.
No, and I thought they'd go for goal. I thought Sean O'Shea took the safe option, but again, it just, you know, David Clifford calling everyone to push forward, and you know, they're really trying to put a squeeze on Galway. And as I said, they know they have their foot on the Galway throat, and they're trying to go as hard as they possibly can to squeeze everything out of this game.
John Maher is probably a little bit fortunate there to win that free after a lofted kick out towards him. It's going to be brought forward another couple of yards here for a bit of missing.
You have to say, in fairness to Paul Conroy, he's done that for years too, where he wins a free and maybe runs into the opposition and gains a few yards. It's a trademark Paul Conroy play, but Works very, very well.
John Daly outside great of the score. Left. Oh, what a score that is. John Daly hardly gets a ripple of applause here. But he gets only Galway's third point of the second half. 6 point deficit as the clock shows 3 minutes of normal time left. And could do with a few more scores like that.
Yeah, one of the positives for Galway though has been, I haven't got enough of them, but some of the quality of the scores. You know, you think of Johnny Heaney's couple, Killian O'Curran in the first half, that one from John Daly, Paul Conroy in the first half. We have loads of players that can kick from distance. Maybe, great turnover.
Johnny Heaney comes back now at Finnerty. Finnerty goes through the right-hand side. Tomo, ball into the bottom left-hand corner. It's game on here in Killarney. It's a three-point deficit at the moment, but Johnny Heaney just squeezed it. He had tagged up Gavin White a couple of times. Now, while White did get the football, Heaney came through and just nailed him, and Galway Finnerty with a bit of quick thinking and a nice finish from Tomo.
Yeah, great finish from Tomo. Buried low and hard, and Shane Ryan be really disappointed. We saw Conor Gleeson do it. You know, going short, it can be treacherous, especially if a team puts a full squeeze and a full core press on. You know, I think at times you're better off to get that ball long and get it out of there, because it can lead to, you know, really, really big problems like we saw there. And, you know, go with Johnny Heaney's work rate again.
Oh, Shane Ryan's down on his backside. He has to be careful. Go, Sweeney's gobbling things up. This could be disaster. Go, we have the ball back. No, they don't. It's scooped in the way. But Kerry are playing with absolute fire here at the moment. A big, big collective sigh of relief as Graham O'Sullivan gets the ball up. But just kamikaze stuff. Now the ball in towards the corner. This could be dangerous here. Clifford David, that is on the left-hand side. Goes left, goes right. He's still going. Sean Fitzgerald has sat down on the floor. Then it's passed backwards from Clifford to Clifford. Party now. Already got one. He's in the corner though. He'll have to be forced this one out. Clock is against Galway at the moment. They trail by three. Will they be added on here? Party Clifford goes across central. Back it goes towards Joe O'Connor. O'Connor now back towards Sean O'Shea. Kerry now playing keep ball. Tyke Morley's his hand up in the air. He's telling players who he wants to make some movements. Chips the ball down towards the line. And it's still Graham O'Sullivan. Now Kerry now just playing keep ball at the moment after a couple of moments. And though another big score though in Celtic Park, another Derry goal, 2:16 to 1:09. So goals in the last couple of moments here for Galway, and in Celtic Park for Derry have just changed the perspective of things at the moment. Kerry though are still coming in the attack. Mara though is coming back, some wonderful defending. The ball breaks away. Where's the ball? It should be a free out. It has to be a free out. Referee's looking at it. It's still a rook. The ball comes away, and John Mara yet again, he is the Mr. Warrior in this Galway side.
Yeah, always working, always looking for work, always looking for contact, trying to get those turnovers really, really good. And you'd have to say that's an impressive scoreline from Derry, 2:17 to 1:09. That's huge kicking. But another massive scoreline in Croke Park, Dublin 5:15, Tyrone 10:5, 16 to 10 points. So you'd have to say after the league, Derry and Dublin look really, really impressive, and that could be an absolute screamer of a league final when those two teams meet, because they'll see that as a real good opportunity for a right battle to lay down a marker for who's top dog when you're looking for All-Ireland contenders.
Ball into the corner towards Finnerty. He's across the line. He's going to have to recycle it. The time is pretty much waiting for the signal how much additional time. Galway by three at the moment. But thankfully that result in Celtic Park just keeps things down and in our control at the moment. And certainly with that score in Croke Park, the Kerry won't catch the Dublin score difference. Paul Conroy now dummy solo. Conroy now chips it outside of the right. A classic Paul Conroy score. It's a 2 point game. Galway are coming with a little bit of rally here, you would imagine, with all the changes, as Conor Gleeson comes tearing out his goal out towards the middle of the field. Galway are going all out here in Killarney.
A brilliant score by Paul Conroy. I think so, dummy solo about three lads, and then outside the right, really difficult, going straight, kicked it straight. Brilliant score. Shirt hanging off him, as you said about John Maher, real warrior stuff, real braveheart stuff from Paul Conroy. You know, 2 points in it, it's amazing what a bit of momentum will do, and that goal really swung things in the momentum in Galway's favour. Now they'll be looking to try and get something out of the game. They finish really, really positively, and that's again, like we spoke about, the really good scores. That's something that Pádraig will take away from this game, even if the result doesn't go his way.
Yeah, he's bellowing, almost jumping up and down these players there to squeeze forward, because Kerry are playing keep ball at the moment. No indication how much addition time we've played. Just over a minute of addition time. It's Galway trail Kerry by two, and Kerry play keep ball with their goalkeeper over towards the left corner
corner back position. Now they go long. Up goes Conor Gleeson's coming running out. This could be dangerous. Gleeson's coming slow. Gleeson went for the shoulder. He missed him completely. There's a Kerry attack now. There's nobody in the goal. Kerry coming flying forward. Gavin White puts the ball in feet. Heavy challenge comes back. It's still not gone. The shot comes in by Sublan. There's nobody in the goal. And there is Johnny McGrath on the goal line. And now Galway are coming forward. Can they get a goal down the other end? What would be a dramatic late finish. O'Flaherty now introduced in the first half, come on flying forward, breaks it towards halfway. McGrath, how on earth is he still going? Scoops the ball up towards Maher. Maher has to skip around his shoulder, gives it towards Kieran Malloy. Malloy gives it towards Maher. It wasn't the greatest pass in the world. Wired, that was not the ball in the end. Kerry have the ball back, but Paddy Clifford, Finnerty pulls him down. Pandemonium here in the last couple of moments.
Yeah, geez, it's all over the place. But again, Johnny McGrath caught it on the goal line. The way he's playing, you would have expected him to go down and kick the winning goal as well, because he just works so, so hard. And Kieran Malloy will be really disappointed. The pass wasn't for one over his shoulder, but defensively, Galway are doing really, really well. Their scramble defence is excellent. They're really working hard to try and keep Kerry out.
It's like watching a ruck here. The referee, after three or four fouls, gives a free out. Booze. The ball's booted away there by a Kerry player. Has to be a yellow card if he did what Tomer got booked. He's lost the plot here in the last couple of moments. It's still on the clock. It's going. We played two
Paul
and a half.
Conroy now has no jersey.
If it was like hurling, he'd have to go off to get the helmet replaced. But on we go. The ball has been brought forward here. The clock. We're into 3 minutes of additional time. Conroy has the shirt off. Scanca Cannon is out having a word with a couple of Kerry players there as well, with a fresh jersey. Now he makes his way. Galway still trail by two, but the score in Celtic Park will keep Galway's Division 1 status for next year almost certainly. John Maher is coming running forward. I think Galway might know this might be potentially the last attack. Will there be late drama here in Killarney? It's been a lull of a game for large periods. Conor Gleeson's gone running into the words of goal here as well. They must have got the indication.
Yeah, 73 minutes, 30 seconds gone. There has been a lot of substitutions. You know, I would imagine there's another minute left to play. Galway going for the attack, need a goal. I can't imagine them getting 2 points to get a result out of it or get a draw out of it. But
here we go.
Obviously, they're obviously throwing caution
down
to the
wind. The floor there, referee's looking at goal. We continue. Johnny Heaney now is going to bomb this one in around the house. There's a swarm of players. Gleeson comes flying forward, out for a wide ball. The referee has Conor, what's going on? He's blown the full time whistle in the end. Robert Finnerty was jumping up and down because the umpire missed what was a blatant 45 there in the end. Both set of players just down themselves to the floor. A crazy, crazy, crazy finish to the game here in Killarney. Galway have been defeated by two in the end, 110 to 15 points. But what drama in the end. We look frantically for a full time in Celtic Park, but you'd imagine it is a significant lead at the moment for Derry. Division 1 football, I think we can safely say, has been secured for next year. And I suppose you'd nearly say job done in a way.
Yeah, they got the points that they needed to get. You know, they got their 5 points that sometimes doesn't keep you up, but it just proved to be enough today. And, you know, are proved enough to be enough this year. I see Paddy Clifford and David Clifford having words with the ref. I'm not sure what that's about, but you know, Pádraig could be happy enough. As they got 5 points, you would have thought they might have needed six to keep them safe, but you know, they got what they needed. They finished the campaign really well. They never stopped working, which is what you're, you know, if you're a manager, they never threw in the towel. They look like they constantly battled for Pádraig and for his management team. That's what he'll take from today. That's what he'll take from this league campaign, where, as I said at the start, the soul has been ripped out of it in terms of injuries. You'd know, you know, let's go through it. Jack Lynn intermittently played throughout the year. Liam Silk today was his first day back. Sean Kelly, you know, didn't get a huge amount of minutes. Paul Conroy intermittently in and out of the league. Matthew Tierney has missed the concluding stages of the league. Shane, Damien. When you put that down on a piece of paper and you're looking at 5, 6, 7 guys that were in contention for All-Stars 2 years ago that Galway didn't have in this league. So, you know, you have to say, Pádraig won't say it, because, you know, messaging is so important in terms of his interviews and what he's saying to the media. But all in all, brilliant achievement to retain your Division 1 status when you're down that number of players.
Yeah, and I suppose what's kind of pleasing as well is how we spoke about that manic finish of the game, but Galway met at that by, after a very slow start. It was a long time, I think it was 30 minutes before in the second half, before Johnny Heaney got Galway's first score of the second half. It seemed to be a bit longer before we added a second. But Galway went for a rally at the end, and they made the game that bit of a scramble.
Yeah, they just brought huge energy to the table. And you know, I often watch interviews with John Kiely, and when he's spoken about Limerick, and the message he's constantly given is energy, energy, energy. And you know, Galway lacked it for a little bit in terms of maybe for the first 20 minutes of the second half, which is something they're going to have to look at. But you have to say, for the last 15 minutes and the little bit of injury time that was played, they really brought the fight to Kerry, and they brought that energy levels constantly moving forward. When we got a turnover, going for it. And you know, when they sit down and do the video analysis of this game next Tuesday, or whenever they're back in Loch George or Pier Stadium, they will look at the positives and look at when they were in the ascendancy was when they brought energy to it. And you know, we can now forget about the league for all intents and purposes, but really look to the championship. And that's what Pádraig will be emphasising, that we don't bring energy to it. You know, we're not in a position to go and challenge. We bring energy to it, get some of our players back, then we're in a real positive position.
Yeah, and speaking of positive, we can officially confirm that Galway will be playing Division 1 football next year, full-time in Celtic Park. It is Derry who have won by 219 to 19. That's not bad shooting again by Mickey Herd's side.
Yeah, the Derry and Dublin they're playing a really, really good positive brand of football, and they will take a lot of stop, and Ulster is going to be competitive. We know Dublin will more than likely win Leinster. And they can now look at, you know, having a right cut at that league final, maybe tapering off a little bit, getting through Leinster, and really trying to ramp things up again for All Ireland, for tilt at the All Ireland, at All Ireland Glory. And they're well versed in it; they know how to do it. And you have to say, at this stage, Dublin would have to be favourites. But I see Joe O'Connor did get man of the match; thought he was outstanding. You know, his aerial ability, his work rate, and he's someone that Kerry need. They knew they needed to kind of maybe bolster their midfield options a little bit, and they'll be looking at Joe O'Connor now to really nail down his place and say he's the main man for Kerry in the middle of the pitch.
Quickly, we do have a second game to come. Kerry were out like a flash straight away. Galway management is out, but still no sign of the Galway ladies just yet. But before we wrap up, Galway man of the match, a couple of the more tried and trusted players. I'm thinking of McGrath, I'm thinking of John Maher, the probably ones that come to mind straight away.
I thought Johnny Heaney was outstanding.
True.
I think he kicked 3.2, if not 3 points. Johnny McGrath has been our player of the league. I thought he was really, really good. We did struggle around the middle of the pitch. John Maher's work rate was absolutely outstanding. But in terms of winning clean possession in the middle of the pitch, we struggled. But I'd have to say it was down. I would say it was down between Johnny Heaney and Johnny McGrath. Couldn't split the two of them, but I think overall, you'd have to say Johnny McGrath has been our player of the league, and you know, we're blessed to have him as a cornerback, and you'd hope Jack Lynn will come back and add another layer to that full back line, Sean Kelly. So all in all, if we can get those injuries cleared up, and that's a big if, and we're all hopeful, you'd imagine Galway will be in a much stronger position come Connacht Championship.
Yeah, well, I suppose objective number one has been secured here for Pádraig Joyce's side. It has been defeat here, John, in Killarney, but Galway will, all importantly, play Division 1 football again next year. The tension now focuses for a bit of a stretched out championship campaign, you would say. A trip to London in a couple of weeks' time on Saturday the 6th, and then potentially an Connacht semi-final against Sligo or Leitrim before probably one of the old enemy then in the Connacht final. You're looking a little bit later before the championship really gets started. So for now, Galway can put their feet up. They can have a well-deserved mini little break. It's been defeat here in Killarney by 110 to 15 points. But overall, thankfully, Galway have skewered all-important Division 1 football for a year ahead. We leave you here. I think we'll be back very shortly as we still Kerry going through a pretty intensive warm-up, John. They're not wasting any time. No sign of Galway yet, but another huge, huge game to come here in Killarney.
Live match broadcast in association with Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Download our new app today.